In southeast Washington, the Range 12 wildfire is good and out, but now there's 176,000 acres of black, and it's roasted much of the valuable habitat on the Hanford Reach National Monument. Correspondent Anna King took this journey into the black.
Heidi Newsom unlocks a tangle of padlocks, then pushes open the 118 gate. She's a federal wildlife biologist, and she's closely managed this dramatic landscape for nearly two decades. But now, this place she loves for its beauty and solitude feels greatly disturbed, eerie. We roll into the reach. Everything's gone, shadowed with black ash.
It was a little frustrating, and I was upset.
Newsom is the one who's developing a plan to restore as much of this habitat as funding allows. Usually, it's beautiful here. It's long been a tightly protected swath of land. First, an enforced security buffer around the Hanford nuclear site. In 2000, it was set aside as a protected federal monument. That's kept it from grazing, the plow, and development. Within its bounds, Rattlesnake Mountain and the last undammed stretch of the Columbia River. It's been home to hundreds of elk and dwindling species like sage grouse and burrowing owls. Now a lot of that's gone.
I've cried before, and I'll probably cry again after I get over the shock of what's happened.
Our first stop? A burnt-up desert oasis called Rattlesnake Springs. We have to hike there. Wow, you can smell the char out here.
Yeah, it smells like ash and dust.
We weave through stark greasewood shrubs and grass and sand. Sweat and dust mingle on my face, finally.
So it's like a huge canyon, kind of like a grotto, and there's these beautiful trees. What kind of trees are these, Heidi?
These are mostly Pacific willows, and there's some black cottonwoods. They're coyote willows.
This once lush place is all fed by an ancient underground spring. A few of the spring's trees have managed to escape the fire, but a large chunk of this oasis isn't suited for flocks of migrating birds anymore. Back in the truck and further along, Newsom negotiates deeply rutted sandy roads and the ash. Usually there are sagebrush, bunch grass, and desert crust here. Now there's nothing holding the talcum-like topsoil. Newsom says dust storms are already popping up, and there will be running mud later on when the rain and snow hit. Still, some are benefiting from all this destruction, for now. A half-eaten dead snake tells the tale. This guy, small mammals and lizards, have little cover from raptors like hawks and owls.
They'll have a lot of prey for a short time, and then it's going to be very little prey for a long, long time until this recovers.
Recovery time? That's the problem. Newsom says fire is coming too often. Should be every 50 to 80 years, not every 5 to 10. The slow-growing desert species here can't recover.
It's just one of those things, I guess, that you pick yourself up again and go on, you know.
For her, that means planting trees, protecting them from the elk with tall fences, and planting pencil-high sagebrush. Two previous fires left her with 50,000 acres to restore. On this burn, she's hoping for money enough to deal with about 10% of what's been blackened. I'm Anna King, outside of Richland.